This recording, Philippines 8, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Honorov, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily in Old Zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed, set a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kid, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose wheel. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you'd only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently, stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and gave her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of medicine might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I cannot imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I am an old grandmother, 89 years of age. I grew up in the province of Ilocos Sur. In 1940, I went up to Manila to study. But then after 1 year and 1 semester, the war broke out. The first thing I felt, and also my cousins with whom I'm living with, we're all happy because we thought that war was something to enjoy. But then when we heard the first bomb drop and then lights all went out, then we all trembled and then began to realize that war is such a very hard thing to experience. Before my brother-in-law came from the province of Bigan, Ilocos Sur, to bring me home. But because transportation was not very easy at that time, until the fall of Bataan, when traveling was much easier, so we rode in a huge bus on the way to the province. Every town were in a garrison of the Japanese army are. We had to stop to be checked. The soldiers had to inspect all the things inside the truck and inspect us for arms. But then with the help of God, we arrived in Bigan, and then we felt that the Japanese were, after all, friendly. They celebrated the fall of Bataan, other singing, dancing, to make the day happy. Ang Ilocano ay kuripot kano. Saan nagpwesa dayta? Ang mumi itiagbiag na simple lang. Kaya't ko na ibagaka na kayo na lumangang kami sa probinsya nating nadasagpaw na ikan na tinono weno pinirito na karne awan iti kok weno anyaman danum laeng iti iniinom namin.